Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
The fallout from Thailand.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. This military coup in Thailand is having some economic impact across Asia. Stock markets are down. Thailand's currency suffered its biggest drop in 3 years. Japanese car makers like Nissan and Mazda shut down their factories in Bangkok for the day. What happened was a Thai army chief led a peaceful overthrow of the country's prime minister while he was away in New York. Analysts expect the fallout to be short-lived. The military has promised to choose a new prime minister within a couple weeks. Japan is also about to get a new prime minister. The country's ruling party has chosen Shinzo Abe as its leader, and he's almost a shoo-in to win next week's parliamentary elections. Jocelyn Ford tells us what Abe is up against leading the world's second-largest economy.
Popular outgoing Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi is given credit for reviving Japan's economy. He shrunk government and broke the stranglehold of vested interests. Analysts expect Shinzo Abe to play a variation of the same theme. Professor Jeffrey Kingston of Temple University says that's welcome news for foreign investors.
Foreign investors shouldn't expect to see any backsliding on deregulation or improving regulation in financial services. I think that, you know, those things will keep going forward.
But Abe will be faced with some unpopular decisions at home, like raising taxes to support the aging society.
The real pressure will be from the surging demand for social services. I think that he's going to be facing voters who are a lot more interested in better medical care, better care for the elderly.
Kingston says voters won't be keen on paying for it, so Abe is unlikely to do much on tax reform until after parliamentary elections next summer. I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
A couple of U.S. airlines are sitting down for contract talks with their pilots this week. Southwest says it might need some help keeping its low-cost advantage. Those pilots have been working off the same contract since 94. American Airlines got a deal from pilots 3 years ago to stay out of bankruptcy. That one expires in 2008, but the two sides are getting a head start. A bishop from Spain once said he lived so long because every day he drank a bottle of wine. Except the days he didn't feel well, then he drank two bottles. Okay, that's not exactly moderation, but maybe he was on to something. A new study finds perhaps another health benefit of drinking red wine. Here's Janet Babin.
The study is from the Mount Sinai Medical Center. It found that moderate consumption of Cabernet Sauvignon may help reduce the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. At least, that's what happened to mice in the study that were slipped some of the wine in their drinking water. Red wine sales began rising back in 1991 after studies suggested that it could help stave off heart disease. Beverage analyst Tom Perko says this latest study gives consumers another reason to drink red wine.
There are many, many people who simply now find that wine is good for them, and so they will drink more of it. This information could be tremendously beneficial to the people who sell this varietal.
According to the Wine Institute, U.S. wine sales grew 5% in 2005 to $26 billion. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And this is Marketplace. Around the country this morning, in New York, apparently the bed bugs do bite. The city got more than 4,000 bed bug complaints last year, so the city council is thinking about banning the sale of used mattresses. New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg opposes the measure. He says low-income folks might not be able to afford new mattresses. In Philadelphia, the donut ratio. Dunkin' Donuts says it'll build 250 new shops by 2010. The company wants to make Philly more like Boston. Boston has a Dunkin' Donuts for every 6,000 people. In Philadelphia, it's one in 18,000. From California, a compulsive computer thief. He was on trial for computer theft, but then he stole some computers from the courthouse. While he was on trial, mind you. Yesterday, he was convicted for both cases. He'll be sentenced next month. The Marketplace Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SHRM's new book, The New American Workplace, presenting a look at the hot-button issues that define work in the U.S. More at shrm.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation. helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Yahoo stocks issued a revenue warning, or the company did rather, and its shares dove. Plus, that coup in Thailand didn't help Wall Street either. The Dow dropped 14 points. That's a tenth of a percent to 11,540. The NASDAQ fell six-tenths to 2222. The S&P 500, two-tenths. Oil prices plummeted. They're now below $62 a barrel, although they inched up a bit today. The Federal Reserve meets today to decide whether to bump up interest rates or leave them be for a second straight month. Just about everyone expects the Fed to leave short-term rates where they are. The Fed's long string of rate hikes has helped ease inflation pressures, and there are signs the economy is slowing down. But is it doing more than that, like heading for recession? Commentator Clive Crook shares his thoughts.
In this brave new economy, the main thing holding people back may be innovation. As workers get replaced with computers and other smart machines, the demand for some kinds of labor gets squeezed. That could be temporary, but add an economic slowdown to this gloomy mix and things will get worse before they get better. And a slowdown of one kind or another is coming. That's because of what's happening in the housing market. House prices all across the country are finally topping out. In some places, they're falling. Some economists talk about a housing bubble, like the dot-com share price bubble of the late 90s. If that's right, and the bubble goes pop instead of gently deflating, a full-fledged recession is likely. Many more people invest in houses than ever did in the dot-coms, so people will have a heck of a lot more to complain about. The economy's last recession, 5 years ago, was pretty mild. Back then, partly by accident, partly by design, the administration boosted demand with lower taxes and higher public spending. The Fed chipped in too, with very low interest rates that pumped the housing market. But those policies are getting harder to use. The budget deficit is too big already, leaving no room for more spending or tax cuts. The Fed has a new chairman, Ben Bernanke. He wants to establish his inflation-fighting credentials. So he won't be as keen as Alan Greenspan to cut interest rates again at the first sign of a slowdown. That's bad news for people with big mortgages and for Republicans. The economy, according to the polls, is already leaning Democratic. Between now and 2008, it might just tip over.
Clive Crook is a senior editor of Atlantic Monthly and a columnist for National Journal. You can share your thoughts with us. Log on to our website, marketplace.org, and send us an email. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
We do the numbers all the time, so how about...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.